Hello world, this Dollar Sign One, broadcast from Faith and Success Dreams. Glory be to God for another day of grace. Glory be to God for another day of mercy, vision, dreams, and miracles. I want to stop by your day today with these vision words. Never think you are out for the count. Never think that you can't never build enough confidence to reach your dreams. Never think that any bad circumstance will take you out. My vision words to you today, that we are kids of the promise. And the kids of the promise have a shield of protection over us. And our great reward today is God. Because we are called or one of the chosen ones. It's never too late. The promise came to Abraham at 75. You'll think a 75-year-old man will be done. That's how the world think. But God's thinking pattern is far different from man. God said, now, I chose Abraham to be the father of many nations. I chose Abraham for a promise that still stands this day. So let us utilize this time and take this opportunity to reflect on the things of the promise. And we're talking about biblical now, because it still stand. Psalms 105, verse 6 through 8. You were serving the descendants of Abraham, his chosen ones, the children of Jacob. Something happened after Jacob. It had to be a to be continued. And that to be continued is you. A heir, a kid of the promise. Verse 7, he is the Lord our God, his judgments are on all the earth. Verse 8, he remembers his covenant forever, the promise he made for 1,000 generations. God promised. It's real. And the secret of his promise is shield. Through revelation and understanding of the Holy Spirit, that you could feel that it's real. Any circumstance that you feel like that you're facing, sad, depressed, overwhelmed with bills, or feel like you ain't got nothing left in you. My vision words to you today, don't give up. The promise will happen concerning the vision, the purpose, and dreams. Let us pray. Prayer call. The Lord God, I come to you right now, saying thank you, the Lord God. We're here another day because of your grace. We're here another day because of your mercy. We're here another day because you woke us up to bless us. You woke us up to deliver us. We inside this life, we are not dead. So it's more understanding that we are alive. It's more understanding that we can reach our dreams. It's more understanding that we realize that we are kids of the promise. Lord, somebody depressed right now. Somebody is worrying right now. Somebody is overwhelmed with bills. And it feel like they want to give up. And it feel like they don't have anything left inside them. Lord, comfort them. Deliver them. Hold them. Bless them. And give them more anointing of the power of the Holy Spirit so they could overcome anything that they are facing. Praying for the lame, the blind, the sick, the single mothers, the single dads, those in a nursing home, and those in a jail cell. Touch their spirit. Touch their mind. And touch their lifestyle. Through this promise. Prayer. Through this promise of grace. Through this promise of salvation. Lord, you promise us that you will never leave us or forsake us. So we realize that the promise is real. Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross and rising on the third day. For a day like this, in our time of need, to speak unity as one through a vision, promise, possessions, visions, purpose, dreams being fulfilled through the Father of many nations. And that's Abraham. And God, you are Abraham, Father. So we are related to the forefathers, our earthly fathers. That means possessions, lands, and dreams belong to us. And we proclaim, we will have what your words say. We are ears and we are connected to the blessings. Amen.